こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。韓国女子サッカーの元代表で今季得点王のパク・ウンソン選手の性別をめぐり問題になっています。26歳のパク選手に対して韓国女子サッカー実業団リーグの監督たちが実は男性なのではないかとして来季の試合の欠場を求めています。このパク選手なんだけど、ワールドカップとかオリンピックの時にも性別検査をされていて、その時はその男性ホルモンの数値が基準よりは高いものの、まあ、女性ですっていう結果は一応出ています。パク選手180センチ74キロで、今季19ゴールを決めて得点王となっています。
Korean female former national team soccer player Park Yoon-sun is being accused of being a man posing as a womanThe Women's Soccer League in South Korea is threatening to boycott all games unless she, Park Yoon-sun, arguably the best striker in the competition, goes through a gender examination. However, Park Yoon-sun has previously gone through gender examinations for the World Cup and Olympic soccer games. Park Yoon-sun is 180 centimeters tall and weighs 74 kilograms. She scored 19 goals this season in 22 games.
Yep.
And they say her testosterone levels?
Yeah, is higher than the average women. But that doesn't mean that she's a man.
Are her levels suspicious? Do they think she's doing something? Using like performance enhancing drugs?
But don't they test those too?
I don't know if they do for the women's
soccer.
I mean, I know...They probably test that for the Olympics and stuff, but I don't know about the, the national
でも、結構その男性ホルモンと女性ホルモンの比率がちょっと基準からずれてるみたいな人ってたまにいるじゃん。I mean, I've seen them like at my school and stuff.
Well, everyone has some...
Yeah.
There's variability in everybody.
だからこれ、right?本当に違うんだったらめちゃくちゃ失礼じゃない?
Yes.
だってこれ見た目だけの問題じゃん。
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if assuming she's a woman, that's definitely rude.
Yeah, it's like the rudest thing you can ever say to a woman.
That's ultra rude.
だよね。
But
失礼すぎる。
If you see a picture of her, I mean, I guess you can judge for yourself, but she does...She's not very feminine looking.
Yeah. どちらかといえばというか、まあ、普通にボーイッシュな感じなんだよね。ガーリーではない。ガーリーではないんだけど、こんな何回もテストしなきゃいけないもんなのかね。だって、ワールドカップでもやって、オリンピックでやったんだったらさ、ワールドカップとオリンピックが一番厳しいんじゃないの?
Well, they just... I don't know, because didn't they just figure out, like, all the Jamaican...Not all, but a lot of the Jamaican athletes weren't being tested properly
for
the Olympics.
Wasn't that
like a big issue?
でもなんか I don't know. 前に陸上世界陸上でもあったんだよね。女性の南アフリカの選手が実は男なんじゃないかって言われて金メダル取ったんだけど、and then it turned out she was Ryose Guyu. I don't know how to say this in English.
What's that?
It's like she has both. Male and female.
Yeah, is that like a
genital
hermaphrodite? Is that right?
I don't know how to say that. 英語わかんない。英語わかんない。だからその卵巣がなくてでも精巣があるみたいな。So she's a woman. She has no penis, but she has testicles.So she's producing a lot of testosterone.
Well, if you start, I don't know about babies, but children on hormone therapy, you can essentially change their gender if it's started early enough. And the clitoris becomes enlarged and very penis-like.
Whoa.
or vice versa.
まあでも、まあでもそうだよね。そうだよね。それはそうだよね。
Like the origins are very similar for these organs and a lot of, I don't know, hormones dictate a lot of what's going on in your development. So she does look like she has a lot of male hormones. Apparently she does. Her looks reflect that. Is that what's, you know, what is not allowed?
そうなんかその韓国のサッカー協会的にはそのこうだと女性でこうだと男性ですっていうデフィニションがもちろんつけてないじゃん。普通にサッカー協会だから。だから別にそのメールホルモンがちょっと多かったからって別に女子サッカーでプレーしちゃいけませんっていうルールはないから、あのこのパク・ウンソン選手は全然大丈夫ですって言ってるの。
But this gender exam.The gender examination is just whether or not you have a penis, right? That's what they're doing. That's how they confirm your gender. The hormone testing is a separate issue. So, you know, when it comes to performance, what's really enhancing your performance? Your penis isn't enhancing your performance.
そうだね。
In fact, if you get kicked in the balls, you're probably worse off. But if you...
でもテストステロンだけじゃないじゃん。It's also like bone structures, muscle mass.
But bones, there's no limit on bone structure. There's no... We don't quantify
between,
that in sports.
If you're in between, どうしたらいいの？だからそのなんか陸上の選手の時は結構なんか周りの人に出るのをやめなさいみたいに言われたんだって。何？テストステロン多すぎだし。
This is similar, this is similar to the case where a man had a sex change to become a woman and started competing in 格闘技 or... Like,
それはさすがに
格闘技 like a combat sport、
yeah.
and she was beating the shit out of everyone obviously、yeah.
だからそういう場合はそのなんていうのあのセックスを変える手術した人たち同士がやらないとフェアではないよねだから要は
Well, what about this woman?
I don't know
Park Yoon Sun Let's say she is a woman but she has veryShe has these elevated levels、
yeah.
of male hormone.、
Mm.
You know, that's the concern, isn't it? It's not whether or not you have a penis. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How are we defining gender?
It's 難しいよね、like,
I think it used to be a lot more clear in the past.
難しいけど、その自分で性転換した場合は you can kind of expect it because you did something to yourself by taking hormones とかでもこの選手みたいにもし生まれつきだとしたらもうだってどうしようもない本人はどうしようもないことだからそれこそ unfair になっちゃうよね
Yeah, but it's unfair for somebody either way, right?
Yeah
I'm just we restrict it to women onlyBut we're defining women by whether or not they have certain genitalia.
Yeah.
But if you have...
genitalia の問題じゃないよね。
I feel like whether or not you have a dick almost has nothing to do with it at this point.
そうだね。いやなんか昔はね、あの、もっとシンプルだったから、ついてるかついてないか。
Do I sound crazy right now?
No, but I agree with you because, だってその、性転換してしたファイターとかはさどう考えても女の人、生まれつき女の人はその人に勝てないじゃん、じゃあ I don't know So let's say there's like a really crazy person who really wants to win no matter what he can just like cut off his dick and join 女の人の格闘技の
Well that's what happened
マッチとか
That's what happened
That's kind of crazy
Her name is Fallon Fox, F-A-L-L-O-N.
Okay.
Fox.
Yeah.
Used to be a dude. Had a sex change. I guess is registered as a woman or something. I guess
right.
he can do something.
Yeah, so それはさ、いいんだけどさ、それはね、あの、human rights だからいいと思うんだけど、そこでさ、女の子はそりゃ負けるよね。
But if you see her, she's got wide...broad shoulders
yeah
huge biceps
yeah
and can just beat the shit out of people
そうだよね
but that's I don't know it's But then, you know, there's so much inequality between men too. There's men with tiny frames. There's look at
だからなんか生まれつきの時はいいんだよもう仕方ないじゃん。でもそういうなんていうの、セックスチェンジとか、うん、ホルモンセラピーとかやってる人はさ、I mean they could expect that they might not be able to join the match じゃない？
I don't know.
It's complicated.
I don't know what the. See, if Park Yoon-sun is a man, then that's unfair.
Yeah.
If Park Yoon-sun is not a man, and she's a woman, as she claims to be, then it's very much unfair to her to have to go through these exams.
Isn't it really crazy? It's like, ただサッカーやってたら自分の性別を人に疑われるって結構滅多にあることじゃないじゃん。
Well, one interesting thing about this is that if she didn't look so masculine, she probably would have been called out like this. If she had a very feminine face, very feminine features.
Of course, that's the point, right?
She never would have been called out like this. But she just as easily could have been, you know, the probability of her being a man seems just as high, doesn't it?
Well, まあでもだから本当見た目だけの問題だからね。その周りの人がジャッジできるのは。
I don't know. I'm getting lost in this issue. There's too many.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Okay.
Too many genitalia and
次
stuff going on.
日本著者反則センターの調査で、1999年から2013年5月までに8000店の書店が閉店していたことが分かりました。1999年に 22,296 店舗だったのが、今年になって 14,241 店舗になってしまったということで、まあ結構減ってる。昨年の書店の売り上げもトップ10社のうち6社が前年に比べて売り上げが減っています。1位がちなみに紀伊国屋で1,081億円、ブックオフが586億、ジュンク堂が513億円です。
8,000 bookstores have closed in the last 14 years from 1999 to May 2013. And in 1999, there were 22,296 bookstores. And currently, there are about 14,000. Also, 6 out of the top 10 bookstore companies have experienced losses this year.
Yeah, で、まあ、大体こういう書店が苦しんでいますっていう話になると、出てくるのはそのオンライン書籍がまあうまくいっている。のが主な原因ですみたいなよく言われるよね。
It's my fault.
Is it? マイケルのせいなんだ。
When's the last time you went to a bookstore?
I don't know, like a week ago? 私結構行くよ、本屋さん。行く本屋さん。
行くけど買わない。
おや？立ち読み？
立ち
見？そのタイトルとか見る。立ち見。
I don't know. I browse sometimes if I find something interesting. Like if I'm really hima or I'm waiting for something.
Yeah.
And there happens to be a bookstore nearby, I might go in.
Okay.
But
普通の本屋さんは行かないんだけど、あんまりあのジュンク堂とかこうなんか椅子が置いてあってそこに座って読んでいいですよみたいな。とか洋書がいっぱいあったりとか、あとあの代官山のさ、あのツタヤとツタヤ書店とスタバが一緒になってるあるじゃん。Do you know?
知らない。
なんか本屋さんなんだけどスタバと一緒になってて、あのボーダーズみたいな感じで、あの本も読めるし、でツタヤもついてるから CD も聞きながらコーヒー飲んで雑誌を読んでとかできるの。
You listen to music while you're reading?
You could if you wanted to. ってこと。だからレンタルの CD とか置いてあるんだけど、それを視聴できるのね。だからみんなコーヒー飲みながら本とか読んで。だからそういうのがあればね、行くよね、本屋さん多分みんな。
行く？
こうスタバと一緒になってれば。だからなんかあれ、提携し、なんかお金どうなってるか分かんないんだけど、多分みんな本買うっていうよりも、本があるからスタバに行くみたいな。I don't know how they split the sales とかだけど。
I think they're just trying to go to Starbucks and they're waiting for something and there happens to be books.
でもそのついでにだから買う人もいるんじゃない？見てみたら、あ、結構面白いかもみたいな。そのオプチュニティがまずないとだって買わないからね。
Books are most, a lot of books, particularly in the reference category, are just outdated. You know, there's so many books that just shouldn't be books anymore because they're too old. But if it's like fiction, I guess it makes sense. But anything non-fiction is going to be old.
とかその、なんだっけ、そのツタヤ書店にあるのは、例えばなんか旅行関係の本とか、あと雑誌だよね、なんかもうすっごい種類の雑誌があったり、it's pretty interesting。だからまあでも結構本屋さんで買うけどね私は。
Do you read on a iPad?
No, iPad も Kindle も持ってないから。
パソコン？
うん。
携帯。
紙。
But you're doing a lot more reading on your phone, right?
Articles とかってこと？
Yeah,
まあそうね。
Right.
そうね、うん、確かに。でも本ってなると books ってなれば紙の方が多い。
I've only read like two books on my iPad and
なんで？あんまり嫌だった？
The iPad's connected to the internet usually.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of distractions.
他のことしちゃう。
Like the iPad can do too much stuff.
だから本当に本だけ読みたい人は Kindle とかの方がいいのかもね。
本の方がいいんじゃない？
紙のね。
I don't know.
いやなんか本読んでる時にメール来たりとかノーティフィケーションセンターついたりするのちょっと嫌だな。 Can you turn that off? Or you just have to go to airplane mode かな。
I don't know.
みんなどうなんだろうね。やっぱ今は iPad とかで読んでる方が多いのかな。
そうじゃない。 I don't know. I don't see books on the train anymore. Do you?
What
it's like
you
very rare. When I was a kid, I used to see people reading books on the train. But I don't really see books on the train anymore.
でもね、通勤してたりするといるよ、たまに。あの、本読んでるおじさんとか若い女の人とか、紙で読んでる人。
Porn mag.
Oh yeah, oh my god. あの、やばいよね。あの、日本のさ、おじさんたちが読んでる、あの、何あれ、新聞？
I don't know.
新聞で porn section あるやつ。
I don't think it's 新聞。
It's 新聞 sometimes. でももうもろに全部出てるみたいなやつさ、電車で読んでるじゃん。
Yeah.
That's so 恥ずかしいよ。Yeah. こっちが恥ずかしいね。
すごいね、anyway. それ。
Anyways. 次、イギリスで整形手術を望む人の3分の1が海外で手術を受けていることが分かりました。これ1559人の整形手術を受けた人を対象にした調査で分かったことなんだけど、まあ、海外を選ぶ主な理由は安さで、イギリスの人は包茎、鼻の整形、唇の整形はチェコに行くで、歯のホワイトニングはタイが人気で、フェイスリフト、ボトックス、脂肪吸引はスイスに行くらしいなんだけど、満足度は 46% で 15% のみが他人にお勧めするという残念な結果になっています。で、そのイギリス国外で整形した場合は 19% がお直しをする羽目にもなっているということで、まあ、その安さとクオリティっていうのがちょっとバランスが難しいですねっていう話。
A study in the UK involving 1,559 people found that one third of the people had work done abroad, work as inplastic surgery. The primary reason for going abroad was cost, and apparently the Czech Republic is popular for breast augmentation, rhinoplasty, lip injections. Thailand was popular for teeth whitening. Switzerland was popular for liposuction, Botox, and facelifts. However, only 46% of these people were satisfied with their surgeries, and only 15% would recommendplastic surgery abroad to others. 19% required some form of adjustment after they had work done.
そうで、なんかその海外で整形をするっていうのは、あのアメリカとかでも流行ってて、アメリカ人だと、まあ、メキシコとかインドでやるみたいなんだけど、インドだとやっぱり値段が安いから、あの包茎がだいたい60万円ぐらいなのがインドだと20万円だって。だからもう半額以下、もう3分の1とか。 て、あの人口1000人あたりの、整形手術を施した人数の世界ランキングっていうのがあったので紹介します。1位が韓国、2位がギリシャ、3位イタリア、4位アメリカ、5位コロンビア、6位台湾、7位日本。というわけで1000人あたりだと1位の韓国だと 13.06 人、日本だと1000人あたり 7.45 人。まあまあでもそんなもんかって感じ。
I didn't know Greece was
確かに。
It was that common in Greece,
確かにね、
actually.
ギリシャ、あの
or
コロン
or Colombia, actually.
いやコロンビアはもうすごいよ、みんなおっぱい入れてる、あの16歳とかの誕生日にあの親にプレゼントしてもらっておっぱいに入れるの。なんでかっていうと、あの仕事をゲットするときにおっぱいが大きくないと仕事もらえないんだって、コロンビアって。
That's a pretty broad statement.
But it's true. It's really true. だからあの、
really?
そう、あのその仕事、就職率にすごい差があるの、おっぱいがちっちゃい人と大きい人で。だから親が仕事をゲットできないとかわいそうだから誕生日にプレゼントするの。
Wouldn't marriage be a larger factor than working? Or,
yeah, work って言ってたよみんな。
Really?
しかもね、サイズがもうみんなすごいよ。もう入れましたって感じの感じで。
何それ？
いやもうだからナチュラルじゃない。
Can you say that one more time?
やだよなんかね、コロンビア行った時に入れたばっかりの人に会ったのね。でその子があのトイレで見せてあげるって言って、あのトイレで脱いで見せてくれたの。もう結構入れたばっかりのやつ、もうね超怖かった。あのだからいきなり大きいシリコン入れすぎて、なんか皮膚が伸びてるからなんか血管がすごい浮き出てんので、 I was like、 ああどうしよう。で触っていいよって言われて触ったんだけど、なんか入れたばっかりだから結構硬いのね、すごい、なんか重くて硬いの。
So this girl is the one that told you that everyone has to get implants to get work?
No, that's a different thing. That's from a different person. But it's really common in Colombia to get breast surgery、hmm. breast implants. なんか結構硬い、ちょっと怖かった。たまにいるよね、あの硬いおっぱいの人。
わかんない。
いるよ、あのストリップクラブとか行っても硬い子はすごい硬い。
Like how? Like 硬そう、
なんかタイヤみたい、タイヤみたいな感じ、
really?
なんかゴム、硬いゴムが入ってるみたいな感じで、あの動かないのだから全然、なんかくっついてるみたいな感じ。ちょっと、これは男の人はさ、
aren't there a lot of different ways that they do that?
Like, いやなんか筋肉の上に入れるとか筋肉の下に入れるとか、あとなんか食塩水入れるかシリコンバッグにするかとかによっても全然違うみたいなんだけど。
What's the first thing you said?
What is?
Before silicon.
生理食塩水みたいな。
Is that like saline?
It's like salt water?
Yeah, saline. Yeah.
とかによって違うみたいなんだけど、あの硬いのはどうしたらあんな硬いのかな。 I don't know why。 でもそれをおっぱいをそのトイレでね、だから見せられてさ、どうって言われたの、どうマミこれどう思うみたいな。
Do you have pictures?
No.
No, not
She asked me and I had to say she said ugly or beautiful の二択、だから I said beautiful. I had to。
よかったね。
I'm sorry でもそうだね、ギリシャとかは何が人気なんだろう。日本はやっぱりあれだよね、二重の整形が多いよね、多分。
Korea too, yeah.
Yeah, Korea はあとあれじゃない、顎を削るとかも結構聞くね。
How about operations for new half? Is that pretty common in other countries? Or I feel like it's on TV in Japan a lot. Is it
What?
Is that a common...
Like Thailand みたいな?
Yeah.
I don't know. でもあのクオリティすごいよね。あの春菜愛ちゃんとかめっちゃ可愛いじゃん。
Yeah, she's 普通に可愛い。
女の子だよね。
Despite being a dude.
めっちゃかわいい。
Having been a dude.
普通にかわいい。いつもかわいいって言ってんだけど、本当にかわいい。なんかさ、だって声とかも最近あのホルモン剤で高くなってる子いっぱいいるじゃん。で、あの喉仏とかも削っててないしさ、やっぱ全然。
Is it? Does it sound like a girl though?
Yeah, oh my god, they totally sound like a girl.
あの、マミの声より Haruna Ai does not sound like a girl.
Haruna Ai ちゃんは確かにあの低い声出そうと思えば出せるタイプだけど、あの、人によってはね、本当にマミより高い声の子いるよ、よく。だからもう全然わかんない。で、なんかもうマミより女の子っぽい子もいっぱいいるし。
It's always hoarse though. It's not smooth. It's always like...
Oh, you have no idea.Seriously, like, 本当最近のテクノロジーやばいよ。It's not, they don't sound hoarse at all. They sound like me.
Really?
Exactly like me, yeah. 絶対わかんないと思う。だって a lot of guys have sex with them and they can't even tell. だから。
What? They can't tell?
They can't tell. They can build
There's no
a
way they
vagina.
Can't
Like artificially.
There's no way that they can't tell though.
Yeah, there is a way. No. Trust me. It's pretty cool though. I mean, for them, you know? まああまりにも技術が進歩しちゃうと、じゃあいつ言うかみたいな、ね、あるじゃん。Mm. 私実は昔男の子だったんだみたいな。
How do people deal with that issue in Korea? Do you know?
What issue?Like before well, and
you,
after.
Yeah, if you have, or in Japan, if you have surgery done, is it taboo? Is it, I don't know, is it stigmatized?
Yeah, I think 日本は結構すごいんじゃない？全然人に言わないじゃん。I heard Korea is more open about it. 日本はだって自ら私やったんだっていう人めったに見たことない。こう見てわかるじゃん、こっちはだいたい。でも
their eyes or something.
Yeah, their eyes, their nose. I can usually tell, but openly, なんか私やったんだって言ってくる人は今まで2人ぐらいしかいないから。2、3人結構珍しいよね。大体みんななんか隠したいもんね、多分。でもどう、例えばその男の人からして可愛いと思って付き合った彼女が実は整形だった。なんだよねって言われたら
Wasn't there a case where a Chinese man sued his
Oh yeah yeah yeah
His wife because his kids were ugly?
Ugly kids, yeah
Like he really didn't know at all?
じゃない？そうでもだから子供生まれた時ね困っちゃうよね嘘ついて結婚したら
I don't know about that How can you be so confident that your kids would be attractive otherwise? You know? Like oh my genes are definitely not the issue it's hersLike, that's the assumption
yeah, but like,
that he's making, right?
でも beautiful か ugly かで言うと確かにそういう問題になっちゃうけど If, let's say, he wanted his kids to look like his love of his life But his kids don't look anything like that っていうことじゃない
But it seems ridiculous that you could win a lawsuit based on that Maybe you have some ugly ass hidden genes I mean, there's a lot ofNot all of your genetics are expressed in one individual.
仕方ない場合はしょうがないけど、だその wife could have warned him, right? Because she knew that she had cosmetic surgery herself.
Yeah.
It's kind of like false advertisement, じゃん.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I just feel like you couldn't really prove that your kids would have looked good.Otherwise, do you know what I'm saying?
まあ、good か bad っていうよりもだから別人だからじゃないの Like, I wanted my kids to look like my wife, but they don't look anything like my wife. What's going on? っていうことでしょ。したら勝てるんじゃないの False advertisement.
I guess so.
でも日本のその美の何 standard と海外の standard 違うじゃん。だから日本だとこう目をいかに大きくできるかみたいな、なんか二重の幅をいかに大きくして目をどれぐらい大きくできるかみたいな。でもその顔で海外に行くと多分モテないじゃん。
You think so?
なんかその変に外人顔の日本人よりも日本人顔の日本人の方がモテるじゃん。 だからちょっともったいないなって思う。もともとが可愛い子なのに、なんか二重の整形して。
It really depends where, I think. I think places, places
like in Japan, though, for Japanese people.
Well, you're saying that they, yeah, but you're saying that they'd be more moteru if they were more natural looking overseas, right?
Natural looking, っていうか Japanese looking. Like, I feel like a lot of Japanese people do the surgery to look kind of Western. That's why they try to make their eyes bigger and rounder, とか。
You mean look white, like white?
Yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah. So, 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 so. That's a little unnecessary. Like but higher there, nose.
But there have been, there's been a standard, not a standard, but like a larger eyes and a like those features have been considered attractive for a long time in Japan.
Yeah, if
I don't know if it's necessarily Western influence.
I think it is.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it is.It surely is. だって海外だと別にそういうのないじゃん。いかになんか日本の女の子の雑誌とかだと目をいかにでかくするかみたいな。あとあのディファインコンタクトレンズとかさ。You know those コンタクトレンズ that girls are wearing? あの
何
目の周りが黒い枠がついてるやつ。
Like、What's the idea behind that? What is the point?
だからなんか黒目が大きい方が可愛いみたいななんか黒目が大きい方が目が大きく見えるみたいなマーケティングタグライン or whatever
do,
but
do different races have a different size iris though? I don't think
yeah,
they do.
I think it depends on the size of your eyeballs.
I think people's eyes are more or less the same size. Yeah?
どうだろう。
Are my eyes bigger than your eyes? It's just how much of your eye you can see. It's just like your eyelids,
Maybe.
Right? I think the actual eyeball is more or less identical.
で、なんかこう黒目がちな方が可愛いみたいな風潮があるじゃん、日本では。だから、I don't know, なんかいかに目をでかくするかっていう。でも海外行くとさ、なんか目を大きくしようっていう人はあんまりいないじゃん。メイクとかで。あの、they say like, letyour eyes stand out みたいな but they never say like oh let's make your eyes bigger みたいな that's a huge difference that I always see
I don't know I don't really pay attention to that
I don't know 面白いけどね
次
yeah
Typhoon Haiyan on November 6thTyphoon Haiyan was upgraded to super typhoon status with 240 kilometers per hour winds and warnings issued. Upon landing, it reached speeds of 315 kilometers per hour and may be the most powerful hurricane to ever make landfall. Officials believe that at least 10,000 people are thought to have been killed in the Philippine city of Tacloban alone by Typhoon Haiyan. If this estimate is confirmed, it would be the deadliest natural catastrophe on record in the Philippines.The typhoon is said to have directly affected as many as 4.3 million people in its path. 70 to 80% of the homes have been destroyed in Tacloban and other areas in the typhoon's path. Most of the dead were either drowned or killed by debris. Many corpses were seen hung on tree branches, buildings, and in the roads.Baco City, with a population of 35,000, was 80% underwater, according to the UN.
Okay. フィリピンの台風の話です。11月6日に最大瞬間風速240キロを記録したフィリピンの台風30号なんですけど、レイテ州の都市タクロバンでは1万人が死亡したとみられていて、フィリピン史上最悪の災害となっています。430万人が影響を受け、タクロバンとその周辺地区では 70-80% の家屋が倒壊しました。死者の大半は溺死及び瓦礫によって死亡をしており、死体は今も町中に転がっている状態です。3万5000人が住むバコという町は 80% が浸水しています。
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. 写真すごいもんね。全部もうぐっちゃぐちゃになってる。
It really doesn't look all that different from the tsunami that hit
yeah.
東北。
そうだね、そうだね。津波に。
The flooding was ridiculous. The winds were extremely powerful.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Yeah. ね。
And what's really odd to me is that things like this not only continue to happen,、
mm.
but the death tolls seem to be higher and higher.、
Mm.
The storms are worse and worse.This is attributed largely to、climate change by scientists.
Yeah.
But it just seems like on the preparedness front, on...
まあそれもあるよね、多分ね。あとそのどれぐらい早くalert systemあったかとか。
How are we... I don't know. I mean, is there going to be a point in the future where this doesn't happen anymore? Do you know what I mean?Where so many people aren't killed by natural disasters on such a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough question because, なんか家とかはさ、例えばそのこれでもう倒壊しちゃったら次に建てるやつは maybe they built something better or stronger.、
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, with this climate change とかでさ、all these things are becoming more and more, you know, unpredictable.
And more powerful. They're saying this、yeah. might be the most powerful hurricane to ever make landfall.
Yeah.
Ever.
となるとさ、なんかもう追いつかないよね。
With winds up to 315 kilometers per hour, what can you do?
ね。
What can you do?
しかも、I can't even imagine what it's like to be there when it happened. Like, you're just chilling at home. Maybe it was like raining really hard.For like a while, but you would never think that your city will just be gone, right?
Yeah.
But that's
what happened, though.
全部なくなっちゃってるもんね。
I mean, 70 to 80% of the homes being destroyed in that city.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's almost everything.
Yeah.しかも destroyed のだって定義があれだけどその残りの 20% も別にそこにずっと住めるわけじゃないでしょうもう
Yeah
I bet So I hope they recover soon、
But、I was thinking about the idea of、I don't know kind of like social responsibility or kind of responsibility for you to help neighbors、
mm.
RightSo, for example, if someone was right, let's say next door, right now, we heard someone screaming for their life, and they're screaming for help. We would be obligated to help, more or less, right? If it was like right outside my apartment.
Yeah.
Or right outside here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now let's say it's a block down. Let's say it's five houses away if、mm-hmm. someone needs help are we then where we would still want to go down there and help that person if we were able to right
yeah
you know so then if you keep extending in that they're a city away you know or they're in Tohoku where you know you feel like you're obligated to help right well if they're across a little bit of an ocean in a different islandAre you suddenly absolved of that responsibility? Are you're still responsible? How responsible are you?、
Hmm.
And then what about the starving children in Africa?
Yeah.
What about this? What about that? There's so many different things going on. So many different people need aid. How do you decide how to manage what resources you might have to help、
hmm.
versus what responsibility that you have well, to help?
I think it's not something that should be imposed on you.So it's something that you decide on your own.
But isn't it strange how it's so geographic? It's so much that physical distance that kind of determines whether or not you feel like you have a responsibility.
まあでも that's human nature じゃない? If it's your own tribe, then you have to do something about it immediately. But if it's something that's across the ocean that you heard somehow about, then, you know...It's probably up to your time and money and, you know, what, and skills, of course. I mean, if you don't have any skills or money, then going there might backfire. とかいろいろあるじゃん。
Yeah, it's definitely tricky.
So, あとでもよくね、TEDx 日本に持ってきたね。Patrick っていう人がいるんだけど、he used to always tell me that なんか日本人っていうのはそのメディアとかの何影響もあってそのアフリカとかばっかり見てる。その寄付するときとかね。だけど日本にもいっぱいそのオーファネージがあって全然お金足りてないわけよ。だからなんだろう、そのなぜか自分の近くに目を向けないで外に目を向けたがる。 Cause it's sometimes it's easier. It's like, oh, all you can do is just send money to Africa. I can't go there anyways. とか。
Well, a lot of it's marketing too. Look at the, remember that whole Kony movement?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get rid of some, to make some, well, I guess Kony,
だからそのまあ distance とか、yeah, だからその distance とかっていうよりもまあどこが一番なんか本当に寄付できる先とかいっぱいあるしさ、災害もいつもいろんなところに起きてるから、you just have to make sure that you're helping the right organization.Helping the right people who will use the money in a right way. とかじゃない? You just have to judge on your own because no one's going to tell you what to do on these things.
I think a lot of times the money does not get where it's supposed to go and has no effect.
It depends. It depends. そのオーファネージとかだと、例えば一番困ってるのはその職員の人の給料がないわけよね。だからご飯がないとかそういう問題じゃないから。
With like natural disasters, for example. Because a lot of organizations, I think like Doctors Without Borders is one of them. You donate money to that organization and you can't, it's not, it doesn't go to a particular cause.
Yeah, UN もそうだよ.
Yeah, so you can donate, but it doesn't go to that particular cause.
Yeah.
And they do that because they think it's more fair that way. But I think it's, personally, I think it's a mistake.Because if people want to give money to a particular cause, that's better than them not giving money.
That's so true.
Like, what are they doing?
That's true.
So, when the tsunami hit in Tohoku, everyone gave so much money to these organizations. But these organizations just take that money and they just manage it the way they always do, like a regular day.
Yeah.
And a lot of it goes, you know, to a bunch of different countries.But God damn it, when something's happening like that, it's urgent that money gets to those people
in time. しかも確かにその、like, 寄付する側もね、そうだよね。その何に使われるか分かんないよりは、絶対にこのディザスターに使いますとかっていう方が、寄付する人の数も増えそうだもんね。I mean, I personally don't like that. Well, I don't know how it works. I can't really, like, criticize them, I guess. But I...personally don't really like it when they say ah, このカードじゃないのに使われる場合もありますみたいな。
But
it's
a lot of these, they just
don't
even, I don't know. It's so for the Tohoku disaster, a lot of people wanted to give money to Japan. But almost none of that money ever got here because they gave it to organizations that don't do that. You know, so everyone was like, oh, we need to help Japan, so they give it to the Red Cross. Well, that doesn'tYou know, that doesn't necessarily translate.
Right.
I never saw Red Cross doing anything up there. At all. I didn't see anybody when I was up there. And I'm sure it's a similar situation in the Philippines now.
Yeah.
Where it really does come down to like physical manual labor with your hands.
So
like, what can you do with your hands?
Yeah.
Like you really, I don't know. All the money flying around, all the donations, it just doesn't.When I was in Tohoku, I didn't see any of that at all. It was us and Jietai. And Jietai was doing everything.
Right.
I didn't see anybody else. I was actually, a lot of the organizations never showed up because they were afraid of the nuclear situation.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So teams were just flaking.
Yeah.
Obviously, that wouldn't be a concern in the Philippines, I don't think.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, probably not. No one's talking about it. But そうね、あの、瓦礫とかをね、実際に撤去していかないといけないから、あと、その亡くなった人の遺体とかね。だからそういう本当にマニュアルレイバーが発生しちゃうから。And that's the part where it takes a lot of time, right?
Well, they're going to have to clear all the roads first. That's,
and isn't
they're just going to move bodies like and clear roads, and that's all they're going to do for a while.
I can't even imagine what it's like.
Yeah. It's got to be rough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy that we still get this kind of damage in 2013 when we have crazy technologies like, you know, hanging around.
All these fancy buildings and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many fancy buildings they're using in the Philippines, but...
なんか写真で見る限りほとんど全部木造だもんね。
Yeah, but it's tricky because you make a house out of wood so that it's lightweight and it's resistant to earthquakes. But then it gets destroyed by a typhoon. And then you make a house that's like really resistant to a typhoon, it gets destroyed by an earthquake.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's a mess.
I guess.
Because I think they did have a tsunami recently there. Not like a major one, but
okay.
It's a legitimate concern.
Okay. 次.
ESA's GOCE satellite, that's the European Space Agency's satellite, has run out of fuel and disintegrated in the Earth's atmosphere. Originally launched in 2009, the Gravity Field and Steady State Ocean Circulation Explorer has mapped out the gravity of Earth with amazing precision. On October 21st, the GOCE satellite ran out of fuel and the mission just, I guess, they just let it end as is. The orbit deteriorated over about 3 weeks, and so it descends into the atmosphere, and then it starts to tumble and drag, and then it, I think most of it, they're saying 75% of it disintegrated, but that remaining 25% reached the Earth's surface, and the satellite was about 1,100 kilograms of metal and stuff.
欧州宇宙機関の人工衛星 GOCE が燃料切れのために地球に落下します。2009年に打ち上げられたこの衛星は地球の重力のマッピングなどに貢献してきましたが、先月21日に燃料が切れてしまいました。1100kg のこの人工衛星は大気圏でバラバラになり、全体の 25% が地球上に落ちるとみられています。なんか海とかあんまり人がいないところに落ちるはずみたいには言ってるんだよね一応。
I don't think this was a controlled.
No, it's not. It's not controlled, but they're assuming that it won't hit anybody.
Oh yeah, well, the vast majority of the planet is not people.
Oh, I hope it won't be in my apartment.
Well, it's already. Impacted.
Oh, it did?
I believe so.
Oh, so. I thought it went into Taikiken like today.
Really?
Yeah. 今日11日でしょ、だって。That's what they were saying. Like, 今日Taikiken に入ります。
Yeah, but I think it doesn't stay there very long.
Oh.
I don't know if they found it yet.
Ah, そうか。
I mean, this is all kind of like going on right now, so it's kind of hard to tell. Like,
どこ行っちゃったんだろう。
そんなにインフォメーションかな。
そっか。
But yeah, it could hit us right now.
Be careful, people. Look up and.
So I looked into other cases of this happening, and actually, this happens all the time.
あ、そうなの？
Yeah, where we have space equipment that just kind of tumbles out of the sky and hits the Earth.
But has it hit like a super unlucky person?
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah, people have been hit by
Oh my god.
Or actually it was like a it was weird. It was like a woman was like hit in the arm by a piece of I don't know. It was like
怖いね。
Yeah. I don't really remember the details on that. But they're for example, the Mir space station, which weighed 120,000 kilograms.
Whoa.
Enormous. Skylab, which was 69,000 kilograms. Salyut 7, which was 40,000 kilograms. Salyut 6, which was 35,000 kilograms. These are all... The one that we're talking about today is only 1,100 kilograms.
Yeah.
So like 120,000 is huge.
Yeah.
And they just let these things...
Fall,
pretty much. About half of them are controlled.
So, if it hits you, can you sue them?
You'll be dead. I don't know if you can sue them. I mean, you probably could.
Right.
But they...
What about that woman who got hit in her arm? Did she die, or...
I don't know. That might not even be true. That was like some shred of information that I dug out of my brain from like 10 years ago.
I would definitely sue them and get rich.
So there have been 17 re-entries that involved a space object weighing over 10,000 kilograms.
Mm.
And about half of these were not controlled. So it just kind of randomly impacts the Earth.
Okay.
Yeah.
結構怖いね。
Also related to this is the issue of space debris, because the alternative of letting it fall back to Earth would be to destroy it in space.
Mm.
But they can't actually do that because there's so much junk in orbit around Earth. Right? Mm. I mean, you can't really see it if you look up, but currently there are more than 22,000 pieces of debris that are larger than 10 centimeters across.
Wow, 結構でかいね。
And they're all traveling at approximately 28,000 kilometers per hour.
やばすぎる。
And there's more than 500,000 pieces of debris that are greater than 1 centimeter. And there's over 100 million bits of debris that are smaller than 1 millimeter.
Mm.
Smaller than 1 centimeter. I think.
Okay.
I think that's what I meant to say. And these bits of debris, I mean, traveling at 28,000 kilometers per hour, potentially with a combined impact speed of, 56,000 kilometers per hour, they can cause enormous damage.
Yeah.
They actually, I think anything, what is it? It's like, anything larger than like 0.2 millimeters or something is a legitimate risk to EVA missions. So
it's a 10 cents とかやばすぎじゃん。
Oh yeah, yeah. But I'm saying 0.2 millimeters.
Yeah.
0.2
もう見えないよ。
Millimeters, like a tiny, tiny speck.
Yeah.
That could kill an astronaut when he's outside the spaceship.
Yeah. なのに。
But they still go outside because they have to.
Yeah.
Anything larger than 1 centimeter, they're tracking. So
okay.
All 22,000 bits of debris that are larger than 10 centimeters, they're tracking all of those. They know where every single one is.
Okay.
And then everything larger than 1 centimeter, the 500,000, I think they're tracking those as well.
Okay. Isn't there any way for them to 回収する?
Like how?
I don't know.
There's not really anything they can do, and even worse, there's like abandoned rocket bodies and stuff up there that explode once in a while.
Mm.
And if one little piece of debris hits something else, that creates a bunch more debris, right?
Mm.
So there's something known as the Kessler syndrome, where it's theorized that once you reach a certain threshold of impacts in the orbit around Earth, that it will just set off a chain reaction.
Oh.
So one thing could hit something, and then that flies and hits other things. There's a certain threshold where you could potentially cause a chain reaction that would all of a sudden multiply the number of objects in space many, many, many times over.
いいのそれ。
いいの
それ。ちょっと怖いね。
うん。
Space debris。 スペースだからってもポイポイ捨てていいわけじゃないよね、だから。
Well, it stays in orbit.
Yeah. We still do it, no? We still dump stuff in the space, right? We leave stuff there, don't I?
I know they lost a tool bag. They lost some other little things.
Mm.
Also, certain propellants leave behind these little solid bits of material, like rocket propellant.
怖いね。
Can leave behind little solidified bits of debris that can cause damage. Mm. They've had these things slam into like the space shuttle windshield and shatter it.
Mm.
Not like break it completely, but ruin it. So it has to be replaced.
Hmm.
So they install these Whipple shields, which are like multiple layers of shielding. Something hits the first layer of shielding and it turns into a bunch of little things.
Right,
and
right.
That hits the next layer of shielding.
Right,
and hopefully it stops it in time.
結構原始的なやり方だよね。Okay.
それしかできないじゃん。
うん。次。
Belgium's government ruled out any increase Thursday in the $1.2 million or 122 million yen allowance paid to King Albert II or King Albert II since his July abdication, despite reports he sees it as too little to live on. Up until his abdication, after 20 years as king, Albert enjoyed a yearly tax-free allowance of 1,485 million yen or $15 million to pay for the upkeep of the whole royal household. He has also provided a team of 10 aides.
ベルギーの元国王アルベール2世が、今年7月に退位してからもらっているお金についてなんですけど、もともと国王の時、14億8500万円 yearly, right?年にもらって使っていて、ただもう退位しちゃったので今は1年間1億2200万円もらっています。で、先日彼がこれをもう足りないというふうに言ったためにちょっとニュースになりました。まあ14億から1億になると確かに少なって思うかもしれないよね。
うーん、
だから1億だけ見ると多いって思うけど、もともと14億で20年も暮らしてきたんだよ。
His annual salary or his allowance, not really a salary because he's not doing anything,
yeah,
is 1.2 million US dollars and he's complaining.
ね、しかもさ、退位した後って何かすることあんの？ないよね。もう引退生活でしょ。
He's just chilling. He has a team of 10 people.
Yeah.
To address every little need he has.
召使いが10人で、お小遣いが年に1億2200万円。
That's ridiculous.
ね、
I mean, I don't know. You always want more than you used to have. I understand that.
でも1億2200万円で足りないって、どういう生活したら足りないんだろうね。なんか物を買うのかな。
I don't even know why he has an allowance. If you're not king anymore, get a job.
They can't just get him. They can't just make him become a homeless or something.
Do something, man. Make yourself useful.
This is like his pension, でしょ？年金みたいなもんでしょ、だって。
Did he? I guess he used to be king. So this is his retirement?
Yeah. 絶対そうでしょ。
I guess he didn't save any of that.
14億
of the 15 million.
確かに貯金してなかったのかよって感じ。どうなってんだろうね。足りないか。何したら足りないの。
I don't even know what he would be spending that on.
ね、だってもう家もあるでしょ。 He lives in like a palace or something, right? その維持費がだって何百万かかったってね。別に1億何に使ってんだろうね。おじさんなのにね。しかもおじさんというかもうおじいちゃんでしょ。
Well, if you see it as a pay cut, it's a pretty significant pay cut.
Yeah, but then he retired, so he's not even working anymore.
Was he working when he was king?
そりゃそうでしょ。意外と忙しいんじゃないの。
King?
Yeah.
Do kings do anything?
like they have to travel around to see other kings for media photo ops.
I don't even know what kings do anymore.
I read what was his name? Damn it. William's dad, Charles. Prince Charles, King Charles. Mm. He's not even a king yet, but because of Queen Elizabeth is still alive.
You're losing me.
But Charles 皇太子の一日みたいなのなんか前見たけど結構忙しそうだったよ。なんか公務がやっぱいっぱいあるから。
I'm sure they pick the busiest day. I'm sure most days he's just chilling on his sofa.
No, I mean like you have to meet a lot of people, and if there's a disaster, you have to go up there to like.
Just walking around with slippers on.
You have to go out there to like say nice things to people とか。
How often though?I mean,
でも日本だってさほら天皇とか結構忙しそうじゃんニュース見てるとさなんか you know there are a lot of places to or events to go to
what's the emperor of Japan up to right now?
Right now? I don't know
yeah what is he doing right now?
I don't know he's probably like
is he watching TV?
Having some dinner events
you think so?
Yeah 結構忙しいんだよあの人たち、
mm.
結構大変だよ多分みんなが思うより
も I'm super skeptical of the king lifestyle
しかも you can't do anything that you want to do
how
すごい大変じゃない
that's so much money though
でもお金があってもさやりたいことできないじゃん right? It's not like you can buy a Ferrari and drive around
if you're 元 king
あ元 king だったらできるか
元 king だったら you can do whatever you want じゃない
Then you have to travel around with your guards とか so you won't get kidnapped. 結構めんどくさいよ、多分。
Yeah.
やだね。
It's めんどくさい just talking about
yeah.
kings.
だから皇室の人本当大変だと思うよ、毎日。
I don't know. Someone needs to slap this dude. What is this $1.2 million US and you're complaining? That's ridiculous.
確かに。
I don't know.
そうだね。
I'm not gonna slap him though. Too scared.
okay. 以上かな?
Yeah.
お話は以上です。
あの、
この間ね、また Facebook で、あの、聞いたんだよね。あの、Mr. Balls の写真をアップロードして、で、みんなが、あの、スターブしそうになったら自分のペット食べますかっていう質問したんだけど、ほとんどの人がやっぱできないって言ってたね。
うん。まあ、I expected that.
でもなんか、まあ、まあ自分が実際ペットいたらねなんか
リアルに考える。But the thing is, everyone that's answering is kind of they're in their current state of mind and they just kind of have to imagine. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you're actually put in that situation, I'm sure a lot more people would actually do it.
だってなんか自分の肉を先に食べさせますっていう人もいたんだよ。マミ、さすがにそれはちょっとできない。痛い。
痛いね、
うん、一緒に死ぬのはいいんだけど自分の肉をあげるわあそうだあと田中さんも言ってたって言ったんだ爆笑問題の田中さんがまず自分を食べさせるってどっかで言ってたって誰かが教えて
猫に
うん He has like two cats, right? だからいやマミちょっとそれはできないわさすがに痛いもん痛たたってなっちゃうじ
ゃん Well, what are the cats gonna do after?
Don't knowWell, 何日かを持つんじゃないのだから。
But you have to wonder, if you died of starvation, would the dog just kind of sit there, like Hachiko?
Or maybe he'll gonna... just like wander off and start hunting rabbits とか。
そうじゃない。
うん。犬はね、犬も猫も結構意外と。
But would your dog eat you if you died?
I heard dogs don't do it. Cats do it.But dogs won't do it.
Cats.
だ犬も結構あの共食いとかあんまりしないっていうじゃん猫に比べると。So cats are bitchier than dogs.
Bitchier?
Yeah. How ironic.
Yeah.
でも猫好きだけど。あとね、あそうあの Mr. Balls の写真を見てあの里芋のキャラクターかと思いましたって言った子がいたの。イノセントすぎる里芋と思わなかったねうちらもう見た瞬間にもう坊主と思っちゃった
yeah,
she Where's needs our to, innocence?
She needs to check where she's getting her 里芋ちょっと心配
やだあとあダブルジョイント説明してくれた人いたよあと あのなんかこう関節がギリギリよりももっと曲がる人いるじゃん。だ肘が逆にちょっと曲がる人よくいるじゃん。ああいうことだって。
うん。
I didn't know。私は全然曲がんない。
Where's ギリギリ though? What do you mean by ギリギリ？
だからこの肘だったら例えばまっすぐは普通に行くじゃん。だそれよりだからマイナスに行く人。
うん、日本人多くない？それ。
日本人かだけ？
I almost never see that in other people. But a lot of
だって人とその話あんましなくない？する？え、double jointed 見せてみたいな。
One of my friends has double jointed elbows.
Okay.
And I don't know. I freaked out when I saw it, like the first time.
Yeah.
But I guess it's pretty common here. Like when people go like yay and throw their hands up.
Yeah.
Like sometimes their arms are like their arms are just like whoa.
Yeah. あとあのなんか指とかもね、親指があの自分の手首につく人。
So double jointed is a misnomer.
Is what?
It's a misnomer.
What?
Misnomer. Misnomer means it's improperly named.
Oh.
Like the name doesn't really reflect what it means.
Misnomer. I guess. Yeah. Yeah. It's not like they're double jointed, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
literally, they want nine. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
But there is some weird stuff like how like I can pop my thumb in like this, right? Some people can do this.
Yeah. 逆に関節曲がる、あのホラー映画とかでよくあるよね。
I heard that's actually not good for you if your elbows can do that, because when you if you like lose your balance and you fall
and you
land with your arm the wrong way.
Oh, 痛い痛い痛い。
普通だったら
止まるもんね。
It's like it just bends, right?
Yeah.
But
あ、行っちゃうから逆に
これ以上行くと
あ、やばい。
Put your arm down.
Oh god.
危ない。
じゃあダブルジョイントの皆様気をつけてね。怖いね。そっか、なんか行けてると思ったけど、不便なのか。
Yeah,
小学生とかだったらもう人気者じゃん、見てみたいな。Right? まあ大人になるとあんまそんななんか人に見せる機会ないかもしれないけど。
Yeah, I'm gonna be looking for it now for a while.
どれぐらいいるんだろうね、人口 何パーセントとかだと。
It's definitely genetic, because、okay. I know sisters that both have it really bad.
Okay.
Like not just a little bit. Like it's
yabai. サーカス。
It just goes.
Oh my god.
It just
怖い。
It's like teke teke. Or something.
痛そう。ちょっと気になるね。私何にもないわ。超普通。
ね。
何も曲がらない。Mm.体硬いです。ちなみに今マイケルね、あのキツネズシ T シャツ着てるんだけど、
ああこれ This is the sample。
いや
ちょっと色
が間違えちゃったやつね、yeah. でも意外と普通だね、なんか、
ね、
ナチュラル、うん。普通に買いましたみたいな。そう、あのね、爆笑問題のお二人に送ったから多分届いてると思うんだよね。気に入ってくれるといいんだけどなと思っています。
With pictures.
Yeah. ね、見たい。
Pictures, not so.
あれ見たんだよ。Conjuring.
Oh, what's that?
Is that a word? Conjuring?
What are you conjuring?
It's a movie.
Oh.
What does conjuring mean?
To conjure is it depends on the context, but what is the movie about?
It's kind of like poltergeist 的な like possession みたいな。
It can be like to summon. It's like similar.
Okay.
To conjure, I don't know, some mystical
なんかさ
spirits or something.
もう多分5年ぐらい、2005年からだから、いやもう8年ぐらい英語ずっと毎日ぐらい話してるのにさ、まだ知らない単語めちゃくちゃあるんだけど、どうなってんの私。
In the movie?
No, like in general.
In English?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There are still like tons of vocabs that I don't know.
Oh yeah, I didn't understand anything you said today. No, uso.
What?
No, I hear words I don't understand all the time.
In English though?
No, in not in English.That doesn't happen to me in English that often. But in Japanese, there's words I don't know all the time.
Ma, that's because you're still studying. well, you, learning.
You are too, Jenna.
Yeah, but I've been speaking this language for like 6 years, 8 years every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I read in English. I watch movies in English. だからやっぱり英語勉強してる人はちょっと分かんない単語があったからといってがっかりしなくていいっていうことにしていい?
Well, you've been speaking Japanese your whole life and you don't know all the kanji either.
I guess.
It's the same thing, right?
だからみんながっかりしないでおこう。英語勉強してる人も日本語勉強してる人もね。
I didn't know saline.
What?
I didn't know saline.
Oh,生理食塩水。
Yeah, the implant material.
Yeah.
What is it again?
生理食塩水。
生理食塩水。
Yeah. 食塩水。食塩水 is the salt water.
Right.
So, yeah, so Conjuring, 怖いよ。見て。
うん。
怖い映画好きな人はぜひ。Salt とかね、Dead Silence とかの同じ監督。
その、spirit 的な、like, ghost とか。
あ、でも Insidious とか同じ人。Even the actor is the same guy.
Is the movie basically the same?
No. Surprisingly, really different. Insidious 一緒に見たよね、うちら。多分。
うん。
怖かったよね。
超前じゃん、それ。
この監督なんか creepy がすごい上手いんだよね。
うん。
見てみてください。っていうわけで。
I might watch it.
Yeah. 今日は月曜日でしょ?
はい、
じゃあ今週も皆さん頑張りすぎずにね、なんかあれだよね、性格悪い上司がいるとなんかすごい体にも悪いっていうのを読んだの昨日。
え What?
This article.
Why?
Because it's really stressful and stress is really bad for you and you can't sleep at night とかなっちゃうから、
うん、
悪い上司に負けずに皆さん頑張りましょう。
うん。I thought you said 上司。
No,
so
上司。
I was like 性格悪い上司。Like,
上司じゃない上司。
Okay, I'm okay.
はい。
すみません。
じゃあまた今週の後ほど。
いや木曜日でしょ。
いや。
はい、以上です。
バイ。じゃあね。